At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Garrett from Everett is. Garrett, are you there?
Oh, you know I am.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like he's very confident, Steve. So
all
you better
right. Let's
get
do this.
Out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Garrett will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Wayne and Garth are the main characters in what movie?
Wayne's World.
Correct. Which ice cream chain once sold a ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Oh, Ben and Jerry's?
No.
Dreyer's?
No.
Telemark.
No. How many types of pieces are there in chess?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
How many different types of pieces are there in chess?
5, 6.
6, yes. Which NBA franchise has the most championships?
LA.
No.
Lakers. Bulls?
No.
Knicks?
No. Oslo is the capital of what Scandinavian country?
Switzerland.
No.
Norway.
Yes. How many words were originally misspelled on the Lincoln Memorial?
Whew. Pass.
What is the fourth planet from the sun?
Mars.
Yes. Who played Dwight Schrute in The Office?
Dwight. Pass.
In what decade did Volvo share its seatbelt patent?
80s.
No.
90s.
No.
70s.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, Garrett.
Oh, that's a rough showing.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Steve, are
yes.
you feeling okay?
I'm feeling a little tired, you know,
yeah?
late night going to the Kraken game, living the good life at Climate Pledge Arena with Danny.
Ooh, so the question is, are you ready?
Okie dokie.
That sums up how I feel.
Okie dokie. Wayne and Garth are the main characters from
Wayne's
what
World.
Movie? Yes. What ice cream chain once sold a ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Dairy Queen?
No.
Salt and Straw?
No.
What ice cream chain? Cold Stone?
No. How many different types of
Baskin
pieces
Robbins.
Are... Yeah.
Damn
how
it.
Many different types of pieces are there in chess?
There are 6.
There are. Which NBA franchise has the most championships?
The Boston Celtics.
You know it. Oslo is the capital of what Scandinavian country?
Is that Norway?
It is. How many words were originally misspelled on the Lincoln Memorial?
How many words were we doing? Six.
No.
Nine.
Nice, but no.
Seven.
No. What is the fourth planet from the sun?
That would be Uranus.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars.
Yes. Who played Dwight Schrute in The Office?
Oh, crap. What's that? Rainn Wilson.
Yes. In what decade did Volvo share its seatbelt patent?
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. The mouth of the Mississippi River is in what state?
Mississippi.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Tennessee.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-4. Sorry, Garrett.
It happens. Good job. Good game, Steve.
Thank you, Garrett.
Originally, the Lincoln Memorial had just one word spelled wrong, and it was the word future. They spelled it future. They had there was an E at the front instead of an F.
Oh, they put one too many lines on it?
Yes, but they did fix it. It looks right now. In the 1950s, Volvo decided to share their seatbelt patent in the interest of saving lives. Very, very noble. And the mouth of the Mississippi River is in Louisiana.
Is that how you have to say it?
Yeah, I don't know. Congratulations on your big win, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show. Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It is a real treat to check in on these voice messages, and you can leave us one through the Odyssey app. Just look for the little microphone icon when you're in there. And Steve, tell us what is happening in there today.
I came in this morning with a bunch of voice messages about your Seattle Kraken.
Hey, Daily Mix Show. This is Jill. Sorry, but I have to vent. How is it that after 5 years, bars still can't get their act together and show the Kraken game, but yet they can play any random college basketball game?
This is great.
It's like some tech school in the South.
Anytime you ask, this is our team. This is our city. When are they going to take hockey seriously? Thanks for hearing me out.
I think you just need to, wherever bar you're at, just stand on the table and just yell.
This is our team. This is our city. When are they going to take hockey seriously?
And then see what happens.
And then if they don't listen, you rip the TV out of the wall.
Okay, that's a little aggressive. I remember going like to different like bars. Like this is before we had the Seattle Kraken, but it was like when the Stanley Cup Finals were happening. And I'll never forget, it was the Kings and the Devils. So, of course, I had a little bit of a vested interest because I wanted to see the New Jersey Devils. And you go in there and there's like 30 screens all showing different types of sports. And you're like, hey, could you throw on? And there's like 10 of us. Could you throw on the Stanley Cup Finals? Like, fine, sure. It almost seemed like they were annoyed to do it. And they put it on like the smallest screen. Oh. And we're just like, again, there's 10 of us. And like, this place isn't packed right now with other sports fans watching all these other random sports that you have on. It was such a weird, like, almost like an anti-hockey vibe going on.
People need to get with the program already. Yeah. I mean, what are we, 5 years in?
That being said, that new bar, Danny and I walked by it last night because we were going to the Kraken game. What's it?
Tom's Watch Bar.
Tom's Watch Bar.
It's like right across the street?
Yes.
Oh, I've always wanted to. They have a lot of TVs, right?
A ton. And some of these TVs are just like the size of like your wall at your house.
Wow.
And they definitely are showing lots of hockey, which is
okay.
Awesome.
I got to check it out.
That place is great.
We need to go there more often.
Yes.
We unfortunately, there was a line and we were kind of late as it was. So we were just like, maybe next time, Tom's.
Was Steve doing his hair?
He was.
It was my fault. I just figured, you know, on a holiday that traffic wouldn't be all that bad. But apparently that was quite the opposite. It took me way longer to get to Seattle than it usually does around this time.
It was bad yesterday.
It was red freaking rotten.
Oh, no.
It was very cool meeting Migs and Danny at the Kraken game. Not the results we wanted, but at least we got a point.
Yeah, I think that was a sentiment from a lot of us.
We got one.
We got something. It was better than nothing. All right, another voice message?
Yes.
If it plays.
Was that you guys hanging with Bowie tonight? Go Kraken.
I like how it's that fun. Was that you hanging with?
Hanging with Bowie tonight? Go Kraken.
Yes.
You guys had quite the photo shoot.
We did get an opportunity to meet Bowie, and it was great because Danny recorded. So we're there, and all of a sudden, Bowie just shows up.
Yeah.
And we're in the 200 level. So, like, and we're in, like, a random corner, like, just, and all of a sudden, this is so how sad it is. All of a sudden, I look to the left of me, and I'm like, that looks like Bowie's handler.
Oh, my, you're like a dork.
Well, and on top of that, I was like, I wonder if she came up, like, they're like, you know, it's section 204, and she walks up there, and she's like, God dang it.
Not these guys.
It's them again.
Oh, no. It was so great. And I just look over, and I'm like, Danny, I think Bowie's about to show up. Because I see her, and I'm like, I know who she is. And then all of a sudden, sure as us, here comes Bowie with his drum.
Yep.
And he's just, and it's just like, there he is. It's Bowie right by us. He sees us. He runs. No.
Oh, my God. I can just picture you, Steve, being like, Bowie, I'm a drummer, too.
Yeah. Can I hold your drum? You can bang it. I just want to hold it. Oh, then he gets behind me, and he starts tickling my face.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
You guys have a special friendship.
And then Danny takes a selfie with the three of us, and I didn't notice it until afterwards, and the picture's on our social media pages, right?
Yes.
And what is Bowie doing to us?
He decided to flash us.
Like, Bowie's unhinged.
Like, unhinged. And I was just like, what? Because I thought he flashed us, but I wasn't positive. Then I look at the picture, and I'm like, oh, there's Bowie.
Oh, my God.
Jersey's up. Bowie boobs on display.
Oh, was that the highlight then?
Oh, yeah. Did you see what happened with the game? Yes. They lost 2-1 in a shootout. Yes, that was the highlight.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last week, we were having a chat about the Hawks just crushing the Commanders and ended up getting a text from a listener that shared a very interesting reaction their significant other had to the victory.
Yes, apparently their significant other was having a happy moment, so we needed more info.
We're going to find out at 7:20.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Week we were having a chat about the Hawks and that absolutely dominant performance of beating down the Commanders in such a big way, and we ended up getting a text from a listener who shared that their significant other had a very interesting reaction to the win.
When we get these texts, you're just like, okay, we need more information than just what the text gives us. And the texter wrote, we were so pumped that the Seahawks were destroying the Commanders that my wife even had a happy moment, lol. But she has those all the time, so it wasn't that surprising. And I was just like, what the hell does that even mean that she has them all the time? So we started texting back and forth to see if the texter would come on to explain it. Because I don't know about you, but I have questions.
I have many questions.
And it took us a little bit to get this all arranged. So now a week later, here we are getting some information.
So we got a hold of that texter. His name is Reggie, and Reggie joins us now. Good morning, Reggie.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Reggie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm all right.
So please tell us what's going on, because you left that text and you just jokingly said your wife has these happy moments all the time. What, without getting graphic, I'm assuming that these are happening in non-sexual occasions.
Exactly. But this isn't sexual, and it started happening like a few years ago. She just started having these moments and we couldn't figure out why.
I would just be bragging. I'm like, it's just my aura.
Wow.
I mean, I guess my question is, I mean, does it
say it, Taryn?
Is it obvious when it's happening? Like, does she show signs of it happening, or is it like, kind of camouflaged?
Like when Harry met Sally, it's an old relate, but I think everyone knows that relate I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not like that at all, and I wish it was like that. I have a better explanation for it.
Steve almost spit out his coffee.
I just spit my coffee a little bit. I'm sorry.
No, but this was like going on for like close to like a year, and she finally decided to see someone about it, and we got some information on it. Like, it got, you know, things would trigger it, like it'll get triggered by anxiety, by stress, you know, just. You know, she learned how to manage it a little bit. And I can't even tell you, like, you know, sometimes she's going through it because she hides it so well now, you know.
Well, man, that just shows how weird the brain works like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It'll be through weird moments, you know.
Like what?
Okay, so weird moments like, you know, we're in traffic or she's in traffic and, you know, she's running, like anything to cause that anxiety or that stress. If we're having an argument and, you know, even if she's just feeling overwhelmed.
Huh.
So, yeah, we're at a point now where we're able to actually talk about it and you know, joke about it. And, well, you know, even with some of her friends.
If it's because of traffic, you might want to stay away from 167 on the weekends, because she's going to have a lot of happy moments.
Wow.
Quite the opposite feeling I have when I'm stuck in that traffic.
Okay, Reggie, so now I have a little bit, I guess, more personal question. I'm sorry.
Talk to me.
When he's happy.
First of all, Reggie, thank you for being playful and joking with us. I know this is like we're trying our best not to get too serious about it, because it's a crazy situation. So I appreciate that you're lighthearted with us about this.
When she has her happy moments that are intentional, you know, in the bedroom, is there like a noticeable, you know, kind of like difference in demeanor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's when she's supposed to, like, you know, really show it, right? That's when you do express it. So I would hope she doesn't try to hide it then. So I would hope so. So yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine there. I think we're good in that department.
Awesome. I don't know why I'm picturing like her going, Reggie, the traffic's really bad right now. The traffic is awful.
I'm so stressed out.
but you know, something that's crazy, she found out that apparently, you know, her cousin apparently deals with the same exact thing as well. So it could be something hereditary. I'm not sure.
Yeah, now that seems like that's a whole other conversation that I feel like, holy crap.
A dominant trait.
Wow. So at what point was she finally comfortable talking with friends and family about it? Because I mean, imagine, like, you know, a lot of times in anything, like I noticed this even with our job, sometimes like you are embarrassed to share something. And then like I do that a lot. And then I finally share it. And then I realize, oh, my gosh, I'm not alone on this island. And it is a little bit it makes you feel better knowing, OK, I'm dealing with something odd, but I'm not the only person dealing with something odd.
Yeah, I mean, she got more comfortable after we went to go see some specialist for it. You know, and got a little bit more information on what triggers it and what causes it, things of that nature. And then it was just me doing a lot of reassuring that I'm like, listen, I would joke with her. Like I'm, you know, I'm joking about it now. I'm joking with you guys. I would have to joke with her in order to get her out of that embarrassing phase, because she's embarrassed by it. And I told her, I was like, babe, you know how many people wish they had your problem? Like,
Okay, Reggie, out of curiosity, do you think that she would be willing to joke with us about it a little bit?
I don't know. I can check with her, and I can text you guys back if you want.
That would be fantastic. I would love to chat with her.
Oh, Reggie, you're the best.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK. We know that it's probably going to be tough to top Reggie's story, but what is the most interesting thing that you learned about your partner?
Yeah, good luck topping his.
Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us about the most interesting thing that you learned about your partner. 206-803-ROCK. Those calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. What is the most interesting thing that you learned about your partner? 206-803-ROCK.
Nobody's topping Reggie.
No. And this is all stemming from that chat we just had with Reggie. We learned that his wife has happy moments at completely non-sexual times. Whenever she gets stressed or her anxiety spikes.
What, Seahawks, traffic, arguments.
Yes. So we asked Reggie if his wife would be able to join us because we kind of want to hear from her about this phenomenon.
So Reggie, were you able to get a hold of your wife and can she join us?
Yeah, she would be able to talk to you, but she can't do it. Like, she can't do it today. She can definitely do it tomorrow. Is that okay?
Yes. So tomorrow, let's say tomorrow 7:20?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
cool.
We can make it happen.
We'll get back with you guys tomorrow and find out from her exactly what's going on.
Gotcha.
Nice.
206-803-ROCK then. What is the most interesting thing that you have ever learned about your partner? Bernie from Squim, what's the interesting thing that you learned about your partner?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Bernie?
She had a pet bison when she was a teenager.
Pet bison?
Correct.
Just one singular bison, not like a herd.
No. Her dad owned an art gallery, and they had this really eccentric artist client, and he traded a painting for a bison, and he had nowhere to keep it. So, well, you guys have horses. Why don't you just keep it for a while? So she named it Humpy. And so, yes.
Humpy the bison. Was it from Enumclaw?
You don't want to get it. So how long did she have this as a pet?
Oh
Bernie.
No.
Bernie.
The phones
phone
and Squim.
Is dying on us.
206-803-ROCK. What is the most interesting thing that you learned about your partner?
Someone texted at 206-803-ROCK and said, I learned that my husband was in a boy band in high school, and they had a song called Math Class Romance.
Oh, I want to hear that
can
song.
You please, if there is an MP3 of it, that would be amazing to hear.
Oh, that sounds like a real toe tapper.
All right, what about Brad?
Well, when he told me the story about getting arrested when he was like 15 or 16 years old, taking a car, Grand Theft Auto, across two state lines, that was pretty interesting.
Perfect timing with GTA 6 is finally coming out, I saw.
Bad boy, bad boy. I mean, I was not in the same kind of trouble when I was in high school. He was a real bad boy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what about you?
Oh, man. It's my favorite of hers. It's so Sid because she's just such a good person. And when she was a kid, because speaking of boy bands, she once wrote the members of NSYNC a letter inviting them to her birthday party. And I know, I'm sure a lot of people have done that over their time. I'm sure I've sent letters to certain, hockey players and things along that. But when she shared that to me, I was like, I don't know why, but that is the most adorable and ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
And so they didn't show up.
No, they did. Yeah, yeah. Totally Timberlake didn't make it, but the other guys had nothing better to do.
Wow. The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs this morning? The man with 352 wins, 123 losses, and 100 ties in 2025? You can call 206-803-ROCK if you think you can beat Miggs at 750.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late.
Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.